You've just written this book, Against the Machine.
Yes.
Being Human in the Age of the Electronic Mob.
I have, yes.
And I have asked you if you would please take a look at the Bryant Parks Electronic Mob in the form of our blog and also our Twitter feed. Tell me what you see.
Well, I think it's fascinating. You know, I think it's radio returning to its roots in a kind of way, but in written form. You know, it's whereas you once had the talk show host or the radio announcer, the disc jockey, telling you second by second what he or she was doing. You know, I'm drinking coffee now. So-and-so in the studio is laughing at me. We just got this tuna fish sandwich. It's falling all over. Instead, you have listeners doing that on the blog, on the Twitter feed. And I think it's very diffuse and it's hard to grasp. But once you get into the stream of it, it's kind of fascinating.
Where do you see sort of pitfalls for us or places to watch out?
Pardon the Woody Allen introduction of a Danish existential philosopher, but what Kierkegaard once called talkativeness. You know, talkativeness as opposed to real conversation, you know, to real discussion, to real reflection. I mean, not every kind of expression is legitimate expression. And I think when you're dealing with words that get into print, you want more reflection. You want spontaneity, of course. But not everybody can be spontaneity and substantial at the same time. And sometimes the spontaneity just leads to drivel, and sometimes worse than drivel, you know.
I tweeted this weekend on the Twitter feed at one point. Well, I tweeted a couple of things. One of the things I tweeted was that NPR had just called South Carolina for Obama. Mm-hmm. And I put up a link to that. The other thing I tweeted was I was going out for a cupcake with my family, very Brooklyn.
It's great that you can post, you know, instantaneously about Obama's victory in South Carolina, which all the radio stations and TV stations seem to have announced even before the polls closed. But, you know, the danger, of course, is that everything will just become information, you know, and you just have streams of information. Obama won the prize, and that's on to the next thing. So in that sense, it's more of a exhilarating, it's more satisfying to read about your cupcakes than it is about Obama's victory, which is coming at you from all ends, entering your pores, even, you know.
I do think there's a tendency to take comfort in the concrete of the cupcake.
Yeah, that's right. It's you know, amid all the streams of information, the relentless streams of information, your cupcake is an island refuge.
So this week, take some close looks at my stuff. I suggest starting with the piece about the spy satellite.
I'll put on my helmet and I'll train my attention on that.
Thank you, Lee Siegel. Thanks for coming in. We look forward to what you have to say.
Thanks for having me.